Are you tired of piecing together buyer insights from, I don't know, scattered spreadsheets and just completely outdated CRM notes?
Ugh, the worst.
Right. If you're running a modern enterprise go-to-market, a GTM team, you know the real challenge isn't just finding a contact's name and email.
Not anymore.
It's mapping these incredibly complex buying committees, finding intelligence you can actually use, and timing your outreach just perfectly, especially in today's markets.
Which are just so crowded. And relying on guesswork, it just doesn't cut it. Not when a single deal can take, quarters to close.
Our mission today, then, is to provide that shortcut. We need to cut through all that noise and figure out how the best revenue teams are getting smart about their prospects. We got a huge stack of material on the tools designed to solve this exact problem.
Exactly. And the right account mapping tools, the right buyer intelligence platforms, they really are the essential shortcuts to being truly well-informed.
So they move you beyond just a simple list.
Totally. They transform your whole sales process. They reveal those hidden decision makers. They surface these critical intent signals, and they just empower your team to close those high-value, really complex deals.
So today we are diving deep into eight of these innovative platforms. We've pulled insights on their unique features, their strategic value, and maybe most importantly, their pros and cons. Okay, let's unpack this.
Looks to.
Before we jump straight into the platforms themselves, let's just nail down the basics. When we say account mapping tools, what are we actually talking about?
At their core, they're specialized software solutions. They're designed to help sales, marketing, really all the revenue teams to visualize, analyze, and just manage the relationships within their target accounts.
So they take all that messy internal data and clean it up.
Yes, and then they overlay it with rich external data to give you one coherent picture.
And that picture, that coherence, it's all centered around one really critical concept, the buying committee.
Precisely. And that's why these platforms are just so central to modern buyer intelligence. They don't just give you a list of VPs.
Yeah.
They identify the key stakeholders, the technical influencers, the budget holders, and, the actual decision makers. In an enterprise deal, you are almost never selling to just one person.
It's a whole group.
It's a dynamic group, a committee, and they might even have conflicting priorities.
I think that's a key distinction we have to emphasize. I mean, these tools get bucketed under buyer intelligence, but they are such a massive step up from a simple contact database.
Absolutely. A simple database gives you static information. Here's a name, here's a title. These systems offer dynamic mapping. They uncover hidden connections, they track engagement across departments, and most importantly, they show you where the power really lies in that account.
So if you're just using old CRM notes, you could be targeting ghost roles.
Exactly. People who aren't even there anymore.
Yeah.
These tools focus on identifying live current influence.
Okay, so let's get right to the why. Why should a sophisticated GTM team invest in this? Why not just hire more sales reps?
Because the path to purchase in enterprise sales is just, it's fundamentally nonlinear.
Right.
You might start with IT, but then you get blocked by procurement, then you have to loop in finance, and suddenly a chief officer who wasn't even on your radar has to sign off. Without a continuously updated map of that structure, your GTM strategies are just shots in the dark.
You're introducing a huge amount of risk into your pipeline.
An unacceptable amount of risk, yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
So
So if the why is about eliminating risk, let's get into the how. How do these platforms actually pull all this intelligence together?
Well, they function by aggregating data from everywhere. Think of them as like the ultimate data synthesis engine. They pull from your CRM, your marketing automation
Your
tools,
sales engagement platforms.
all of it. And they cross-reference all of that against massive third-party databases, public records, and of course, professional networks like LinkedIn.
Right, so they take all those scattered puzzle pieces, the spreadsheets, the email threads, and build one unified interactive account map. That sounds like a colossal data management problem in itself, though.
It is, which is why technology, specifically AI and automation, is so essential here. The advanced tools use it to constantly update information.
So if someone changes jobs, the system knows.
Instantly. And it remaps the organizational hierarchy. If a new budget holder is identified based on some intent signal, the AI can infer their influence level and update the committee map in real time. That's what keeps your team armed with the best insights.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. The essential features. If you're out there evaluating a system right now, what are the non-negotiables?
First and foremost, dynamic organizational charts, not static ones. You need to see reporting structures and relationships, not just titles.
Because a static org chart is useless the day after you download it.
Exactly. And tied to that is real-time data enrichment. The information has to be continuously updated and verified. Stale data is an absolute deal killer.
And the integrations.
Absolutely. Third, you have to demand seamless bi-directional integrations with your existing tech stack, your CRM, marketing automation, everything. If the tool creates another data silo, you failed before you even started.
And beyond just the data, what about analytics?
The best tools offer advanced analytics to monitor account health. Can you track stakeholder engagement over time? Can you see who is clicking on your content versus who hasn't responded in 3 months?
And the last one, the big one.
The specific buying committee mapping features. It's not enough to just list contacts. You need to tag and track specific roles. Who's your champion? Who's the economic buyer?
Yeah.
And maybe more importantly, who is the blocker that you need to neutralize?
That level of specificity is vital. Okay, that sets the stage beautifully. We've identified 8 solutions that are really leading the charge here. To give this some structure, let's group them by their primary function, maybe starting with data discovery, then moving to analysis, and finally to execution.
I like that. It helps you identify which tool solves your most pressing pain point right now, instead of just getting lost in a feature list.
Okay, let's start with the tools focused on data discovery and keeping those contact records fresh. First up is LeadIQ. Their main focus is sales intelligence and contact data enrichment.
LeadIQ is all about finding the right person and finding them quickly and accurately. They use AI-driven enrichment, and they're famous for this one-click data capture feature, which just saves reps a massive amount of time.
And it integrates with everything, right? Salesforce, HubSpot, Gong.
The whole nine yards.
The sources really praise LeadIQ for its data accuracy and just how user-friendly it is. It's accessible, too, with pricing starting at, I think, $15 per user per month, and they have a free plan.
Which is great. The flip side, though, is that because it's so feature-rich, a really small team or a startup might find it a bit overwhelming. But for any B2B team focused on growth, it's pretty much a necessary engine.
Okay, our second data aggregator is Clay. This one leans really heavily into being an AI-driven B2B contact data aggregator, and it stands out by integrating with a huge number of sources, over 130, I believe.
Yeah, Clay's whole value is consolidation and cleanliness. It helps keep your CRM data pristine by pulling from all those different places and automating the enrichment. They even have something called the Clagent AI Research Assistant for reps.
So what's the big takeaway here? If you're struggling with fragmented workflows for prospecting, research, and messaging, Clay brings it all together, and it excels at custom signal tracking.
Right. If you need to track a very niche industry signal, Clay is built for that. The drawback, though, is the price. It starts at $134 a month. And while they have a free plan, you don't get a free trial for the premium features, which is what most of our listeners would be interested in.
Okay, so moving on from finding the data to actually acting on it. Let's talk about tools for managing the revenue workflow. Let's start with Chili Piper. They call themselves a demand conversion platform.
Chili Piper solves one of the biggest pain points in the early sales funnel: qualification, routing, and just scheduling the meeting.
That initial handoff.
Exactly. Their key feature is that real-time lead qualification and instant meeting booking. They use a chat AI that acts like a virtual sales rep to handle inbound requests.
I have to pause on the pricing for this one because it really stood out. It's $72 per user per month plus a $1,000 monthly platform fee. That is steep.
It is, and that's a significant con. But it speaks to the fact that they're trying to consolidate multiple tools you'd otherwise buy separately, scheduling, routing, qualification, all in one platform.
But that cost, and what the sources said was a cumbersome setup, definitely creates a barrier, and no free trial.
Correct. No free plan or trial.
Number 4, let's move to Gong, often seen as the heavyweight in AI-powered revenue intelligence. Their whole thing is conversation capture and analysis.
Gong's value is just profound. It captures and analyzes every single sales conversation and turns all that unstructured speech into structured data. It gives you email recommendations and it proves forecast accuracy.
I would just do that.
Because the AI agents are tracking actual revenue signals in the dialogue, not just what the rep manually logged in the CRM after the call.
The time saving there is huge. It completely eliminates manual note-taking. But strategically, capturing those conversations gives managers unparalleled context. It moves forecasting from a gut feeling to, well, behavioral science.
Right. The main critique, though, tends to be two things.
Yeah.
One, the pricing isn't public, you have to call them, which suggests big custom enterprise deals.
Any other.
And two, while the AI is incredible, there are some occasional concerns about transcription accuracy, especially in really technical discussions. And again, no free plan or trial.
Speaking of workflow, number five is outreach. They focus on being an AI-driven revenue workflow platform, so they're unifying forecasting, deal management, and sales coaching.
Yeah, if Gong is the intelligence layer, outreach is really the execution layer. It combines that AI-powered engagement with opportunity lifecycle tracking. The automated forecasting means you can predict changes and plan for them automatically.
Unifying those critical functions in one user-friendly interface is a massive pro. It really automates workflows and saves a ton of time for leadership and reps.
But the cons are, again, a familiar story. No public pricing, a bit of a learning curve because it's so feature-rich, and consistently with these high-end tools, no free plan or trial for a full test drive. It requires a real commitment.
Okay, now we are shifting towards systems that try to be the single source of truth for the entire GTM engine. Let's look at HockeyStack. They call themselves the AI-powered GTM Command Center.
That name is aggressive, but it reflects their ambition. HockeyStack aims to unify your entire tech stack, sales, marketing, product, finance, all of it. They use AI agents like Odin AI Analyst to provide multi-touch attribution, and critically, they let users ask questions in natural language.
That's a huge insight. If you can query your entire revenue engine with just plain English, that simplifies executive reporting immensely. The promise here is that single source of truth. No more marketing versus sales data wars.
That unification is their biggest strength. The drawback, though, is common for these new complex command centers. No public pricing, no free trial, and it's a web-only platform. Implementing something that touches every piece of your stack is a major undertaking.
Okay, moving into the account-based marketing, or ABM plays, number seven is Influ2. This tool provides what they call contact-level ABM. That's a crucial distinction.
It is. Traditional ABM targets accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Company IP addresses. Influ2 identifies intent signals from specific contacts within those accounts.
So you can run ads just to the key decision makers you're working.
Exactly. Super granular contact level advertising.
The pro there is just surgical precision. You know exactly which decision maker saw which ad and when, and you can track the impact directly on your pipeline.
For sure. The cons are that, because it's so specialized, they use custom undisclosed pricing models, and they offer no free plan or trial. It's for a very focused enterprise niche.
And finally, number eight, we have Demandbase. This is a well-established leader in ABM focused on broad account identification and ideal customer profile ICP matching.
Demandbase is really the industry standard for a lot of large enterprise ABM programs. They focus on precision in that ICP-based identification, and they get a huge edge by integrating third-party intent data at the account level.
Their main advantage is scale and sophistication. The ability to mix external intent signals with your internal engagement data lets you see exactly when an entire account is in market and ready to buy.
Yep. But like many of these specialized enterprise tools, the cons are the custom and enterprise pricing that isn't public and no free plan or trial. These are platforms designed for large organizations making multi-year investments.
Okay, that was a comprehensive look, and it just confirms our earlier point. These platforms are definitely not one size fits all. So now that you have all this info, how should you approach selecting the right tool?
You need a critical framework. You can't just read the features list. First, you have to rigorously evaluate your current sales process. What is your primary pain point?
Is it bad contact data? Then maybe you start with LeadIQ or Clay.
Exactly. Or is your challenge forecasting and execution?
Yeah.
Then Gong or Outreach become way more relevant.
And related to that is factor number two. The complexity of your target accounts. Do you just need basic, accurate contacts? Or do you need those deep dive buying committee maps and continuous intent signals? The depth of insight varies so dramatically between these tools.
Third, and this cannot be overstated, integration is completely non-negotiable. The solution has to seamlessly connect with your existing CRM and your other tools. If it's clunky, or if it creates a new data silo, you've completely undermined the entire investment.
And finally, pricing and UX user experience. The solution has to align with your budget, which we've seen can range wildly. But beyond the budget, it has to be intuitive enough for your team to actually use it.
If your GTM team won't adopt it, the ROI will never, ever materialize.
So what does this all mean? Ultimately, leveraging these tools isn't a luxury anymore. It's pretty much essential for any enterprise GTM team that wants predictable revenue growth.
For sure. They empower you to move beyond that surface-level data and get a deeper dynamic understanding of your accounts and the intricate relationships within their buying committees.
And looking ahead, what's the future of this space?
It's all about AI-driven insights and radical automation. We can expect this software to get even more sophisticated, offering not just data, but genuinely predictive analytics and personalized outreach recommendations built automatically by the AI. Visualizing these account dynamics in real time is how you stay ahead.
So, given that the path to purchase is so rarely linear and that org charts are obsolete before they're even printed, how much of your current GTM strategy is still relying on data that is already obsolete? That's something for you to mull over as you plan your next move.
Great question.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.